content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Thursday, May 4th, 2023. So glad you could join us this morning. Lots to talk about. As always, there's always stuff to talk about. And of course, the phone lines generally are available to you at 844-769-2944. For those of you who are interested and want to venture a thought, as long as we have free speech here in America. Yeah, when they take that away, the killing starts. You know what we've said on the show before. When you have a dysfunctional government that needs an enema, it's backed up. It's like Uranus is in retrograde. I had to start out with a funny this morning. Yeah, one of those things. We don't know yet whether it's a false flag or a genuine attack. Of course, Russia is pointing fingers, saying that somebody tried to assassinate Putin. Putin. Somebody tried to assassinate him. They announced yesterday security is going to be increased across Moscow. Victory Day celebrations were scaled back due to the possibility of attacks by alleged Ukrainian saboteurs. You love that word, saboteurs. Russia said Wednesday it shot down two drones at Vladimir Putin's Kremlin residence in what it called a Ukrainian terrorist assassination attempt. Of course, Ukraine is denying that. And then Russia, of course, turns around and points a finger at the U.S. and said, you helped them do this. Yeah, we've had guests on this show recently. If you don't remember the professor, he was on this past week talking about the fact that we are already multiculturalized and that Russia and China have their own intentions. Yeah. They don't want to be part of this new world order. They want to be the dominant force. But you see, the thing is we have other fish to fry. And, you know, we're not talking about fish per se on the show. And, of course, all of this news is brought to you by the Power Mall, where you can get 10% off White Harvest seed packets while supplies last. We're not going to be reordering the seed packets this year. Once the supplies are out, make sure if you're still debating on growing from seed this year, you get your seed packets now. As a matter of fact, I even posted an article on our email blast. But you have to go all the way down to gardening, farming, and homesteading, and you can see where to buy seeds. And this is an article by Ms. Mishihi. Anyway, she is a gardener, and she mentions White Harvest Seeds in her article, per se, as a best place to go. We also have information on how to start seeds, seed starting basics. So if you're just a little squeamish about stuff, I mean, you have to make up your mind you're going to do it. Now, if you knew that your food supply was going to be cut off in the future, what would you do? You know that it takes, what, 3 to 6 months before you start seeing groceries? Yeah, this is one of the reasons why we have Heaven's Harvest Organic Emergency Food Kit, because it's not bioengineered like some of these other brands we've made the mistake of buying. Now I know all of you are out there and you look at your food storage and you're probably racing through one container after another, looking to see whether it says bioengineered on the label. And given the content of our show yesterday, you can go back and listen to it if you want. It's on the archives. That buying organic is a better move, but buying something that's actually been certified by the non-GMO groups, they've already tested the stuff and they know. See, part of the problem is they contaminate. This is the thing about mRNA vaccines, you know, the big scare is on. They've got everybody freaking out over whether or not your food is going to be contaminated with modified RNA. This is kind of like GMO. What do you think genetic engineering is? This is gene therapy. mRNA vaccines are gene therapy. How plain and simple can we make it? Gene therapy means they're going to inject it in you or get it in you some way, shape, or form. And this is the thought process they have out there because they need to vaccinate everybody. Against what? There is no vaccine for fear. That is called stupidity, by believing everything you are told. We beg you always to do your research. Not always on the internet will you find that research. Now we have ChatGPT and the AI community out there. We're talking about artificial intelligence. They're even passing a law. They proposed a law in the Senate. And this is even by the Democrats, which is getting bipartisan support, that AI should not be allowed to regulate whether or not we launch nukes. Yeah, because, you know, AI could turn around and go, oh, hey, I think I'll have some fun today. Let's launch a couple of them. And next thing you know, Moscow's calling us, you know, yelling, incoming! You know, good for them. You know, see, that's not going to happen. They don't want AI to be in control of our nuclear weapons supply. So, because if that were to happen, I mean, they literally could do war games. And next thing you know, ChatGPT is actually throwing out nuclear codes and everybody's believing it. You see, so pretty soon you are not going to know because of ChatGPT and this artificial intelligence and Google is censoring. And all these fact checkers are out there doing their little thing and trying to confuse you so you don't know what to believe. That's why we have guests on the show that talk about stuff like this and the truth and what's going on here. And the more that we integrate people who are less educated and less informed about truth than we are into this country, which is about to happen when Title 42 goes away, we're going to get inundated. And so guess what? You all get to enjoy the fruits of Biden's labor, right? Now, I'm being sarcastic here, folks. Nobody enjoys what's going on here. We have illegal immigrants and Mexican nationals and whatnot shooting other illegal immigrants. And then we have them going after the white folk. Man, I'm telling you, the crime rate, but these libtards ought to be real proud of themselves. See, the objective here is kill as many people as you can by any means possible. Doesn't matter whether you got trainees going shooting up schools. Doesn't matter whether you got people choking people on subways in New York City. It doesn't matter whether you've got, you know, neighbors out there firing and the other neighbor comes out and says, hey, you're waking my kid up. My kid's asleep and you're out here randomly firing and it turns and kills the whole family. It doesn't matter how it happens as long as it does. You see, somebody goes to prison at taxpayer expense or he's going to get the death jab. So the bigger problem is, see, somebody's getting killed on a constant basis. And our government doesn't understand that when you wipe out your entire population, you have no slaves left to serve you, little morons. And that's what this is all about. We're better than you are. We know more than you do. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, for those of you who have animals, we had Dr. Karen Becker on. And when you buy two bags of the, you got to buy the Forever Dog book, first off, signed by Dr. Becker. We don't have too many of them. Rodney Habib signed it too. He's a co-author. We only have a limited supply of the books. If you want to call the Power Mall when they open up in the 8 o'clock hour Central Time, it's 877-817-9829, and get one of those copies of Forever Dog, the Forever Dog book. You also get 15% off on 2 bags of the new Forever Dog Bites. Now, I've gotten them. My dog loves them. They kind of have the texture of a real thick potato chip, except they're all meat. And she loves them. So, you know, got to keep your German Shepherd happy. We also have a list on to remind you of the top 15 guard dogs that would give their life for you if called upon. You really need to think about this. I know it's a big responsibility, and you're looking at anywhere from a 10 to 15 or 16 year commitment. But the thing is they may actually go out and take a bullet for you. And I mean, that's the greatest love that man's best friend can make, is to warn you something is wrong and then take a hit for it while you prepare. You have to be able to retaliate. If you can't, what good is the Second Amendment? And this is a big question that everybody in America is facing. That's why we want to keep your dogs and cats healthy, because even cats, I had a cat too. He was a Maine Coon, 23 pounds, black and white tuxedo kitty. He adopted me. He showed up on my doorstep one day and I fed him. Oh boy. And he stayed. And he stayed. You know how that works. And he got big and he got bigger and he got bigger and he got spoiled. And he didn't want other dogs around. He didn't want to. He was like a soul kid who's just spoiled rotten, right? They get that way. Some of you have more than one. You have the three Tres Amigos, like Chance does up in West Virginia. And, you know, you got three of them. All get somebody to play with, right? Run around and just, you know, cut up and have a good time. And, you know, I understand the idea of camaraderie amongst animals. We have thought for a long time about getting our dog a companion so they can run around and get more exercise. And see, this is the one thing about guard dogs. They have a duty. They got a job. Certain dogs, you have to keep them busy. So hopefully you will get a copy of the Forever Dog book while it's out there and take advantage of the dog bites while we have them. Having Dr. Karen Becker on the show was a blessing. This, all, of course, all brought to you by the Power Mall, where if you have a question, you can always call us at 877-817-9829. Use the live chat or email us at support@thepowermall.com. Check out the daily deal. Now, we're talking about this this issue with this alleged assassination attempt on Putin. And, you know, Ukraine says we didn't do it. U.S., obviously, they got to point a finger at somebody. So the U.S. is also pointing a finger at them. And so while we're all sitting there paying attention to what, and of course, there is a video out of a drone seen exploding over the Kremlin. And then, of course, the video, Russia accuses the U.S. of being behind the drone attack on the Kremlin. No evidence, but they're saying that Washington was involved. You see, it's so easy when you're doing these false flag attacks and tit-for-tat attacks. This is what you get. In the meantime, the World Health Organization is hopelessly compromised by technocrat oligarchs like Bill Gates. They intend to flip the world into a scientific dictatorship, a.k.a. via technocracy. The core of the coup d'etat is the Great Panic of 2020. That, my friends, is the start of global control. And how many people bought into this? I started to, and then I thought, wait a minute. When you start analyzing the fact patterns and you start dialing between channels, watching everybody magpieing the same words, somebody put the words in their mouth because they're all using the same catchphrases. And if you tune between channels and listen to the news stories, you'll catch exactly that. And you know the whole thing is made up. The whole thing is BS from the get-go. We're to the point now where anything our government tells us, we have to question. We can't just say it's total caca. We can't just say that. But see, when you have a dysfunctional government, you don't know whose side your congressperson is on. or your senator, and you find out that they've been selling you to the World Health Organization and all this other world control, they've been just selling your rights away and passing bills that literally enslave you. When they start doing this garbage and they renew the USA Patriot Act, and then you get presidents that don't get rid of the War Emergency Powers Act, and they keep this crap going, and then they hire what? The rumor is that they're going to hire 87,000 IRS agents and arm them with guns. This is like Barney Fife, having 87,000 Barney Fifes out there. Go away, Andy! You know, seriously, how's that going to work? If these guys, I mean, some of them have had accidental discharges, haven't even made it through training. And in the meantime, you know who's going to get coronated on Saturday. And the word has it that he is going to accelerate UN 2030 agenda goals and complete digitization of humanity. He wants the chip in your hand. I'll bet you he took over in the Committee of 300 when his mummy died. Yeah. He's a technocrat of the worst sort, bent on implementing this agenda. All the 17 SDGs. Yep. All historic technocracy from the 1930s. He's going to require his subject to swear an oath of allegiance to him as king. This is why technocracy is the clear and present danger to the world. Civilians in Haiti, boy, you just hope that the U.S. doesn't get this way, but it could. But civilians, they call them vigilante mobs, have gone on another lynching spree, killing five more alleged gangsters, burning their bodies in Port-au-Prince. Part of a growing trend of frustrated citizens taking the law into their own hands as criminals run rampant across the country. But what do you expect? I mean, all of our sheriffs in the United States of America, you ask any one of them, can you be in 50 places at once? And they're going to tell you no. How long would it take you to respond to a domestic disturbance where somebody's holding somebody hostage at the barrel of a gun? Oh, I don't know. You know, we have units patrolling the area all the time, and it might take 5 or 10 minutes. Code 3, really? Yeah, one of the incinerated gangsters in Haiti was dropped off at a nearby police station. Of course, they refused to comment. See, here's the thing about Haiti. They understand what this glamorizing of vigilantism is all about. This is like glamorizing all the school shootings I've talked to you about earlier on this program. I'm talking about not earlier today, but earlier in my past history with the show. Because the more you promote this stuff and glamorize it, that's, you know, what happens. So the reason they don't want that manifesto getting out in Nashville is because it might prompt every other tranny out there with an axe to grind to go get themselves a weapon and go shoot up a school. See, they're really starting to think twice about letting this manifesto out because it shows the frustration of children who have been programmed by their teachers to think there is something wrong with them. They've been programmed to think that, hey, there is something wrong with me and I need to change my sex. You know, they forget about God. The parents, of course, are not teaching about God. They're too busy working, trying to feed the family and not paying attention to what their kids are learning. The kids come home and the kids are told, don't you tell your parents or you won't get to go into the dress-up closet again. You know, we're going to completely transform you and your parents won't know until it's too late. And then Kitty goes home and he's frustrated and he locks himself in his room and mommy and daddy can't figure out what's going on because they're too worried about their toil and their now last meal. Yeah. Harold Rosenthal. Remember that name? He's Jewish. What did you do, Harold? Did you do that, Harold? You granted an interview to somebody where you said that you've got us over a barrel and we're all worried about our toil and our next meal. You've got us so focused on that and about surviving in this crazy world. Who's in control here? See, you let the cat out of the bag, and that's why they killed you on the tarmac on an Ilau flight. Go read about it. It's there. Harold Rosenthal. Read it. This is what they do to people that spout off and actually, but see, nowadays they're in your face about it. Everything that Harold Rosenthal said that got him killed, now they're in your face. They're talking all about it. They're telling you what they're going to do years before they do it. They're making movies about it. Hollywood is contributing to it. Don't think they're not, because we know damn well they are. So it's craziness of it, huh? By the way, for those of you looking for closeout deals at the Power Mall, we've got the Global Healing Center Acid Reflux and Silver Shield Sanitizer, 30% off. And the Pocket Constitutions, by the way, are now back in stock. People, you need to start remembering that we are a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy, and the crap you hear on TV is false. So you've got to get yourself informed. Do your research. Start gardening. And if you have your wits about you, tomorrow, Rick Kaler from RickSatelliteUSA.com is going to be giving away a Galaxy 19 Ku band free-to-air satellite system. This normally costs $269, and we're going to be giving another one away tomorrow that was purchased by a Power Hour listener vis-a-vis a donation. And all you have to do is just write us a letter or send us an email to support at thepowerhour.com and tell us why you think you deserve one, and we'll hook you up. You'll be in the drawing to get one. Rick got so excited about this that he decided, you know what, I'm going to donate a system to the giveaway situation, to the scenario. That means we got a third giveaway that we're going to do. If you have questions about Rick Satellite USA, you can call Rick personally, and Rick will talk to you. He's a Christian guy, 816-228-1801. You can ring his little phone up there in Blue Springs, Missouri, outside Kansas City. What I like to call a penturbia. It's booming out there. Rick's a busy guy, but he still has time to talk to you. So if you have questions, you can ask him about that. Those of you that are, I'm thinking I may have to start transplanting some of my, I think I got too many plants in my raised bed. That's a mistake you can make. You don't want to make that. But these things are taking off. I can't believe it. My beans are like almost a foot tall. So, growing and growing and growing. The corn's been replanted. It's in its own raised bed garden now. So, I mean, things are just moving along here. This is all hybrid. All good stuff. Heirloom seeds, not hybrid. Heirloom. Let's get that term straight. We'll get a clarification from Mike Knox at the top of next hour. He's going to be joining us with White Harvest non-GMO heirloom seeds, and we'll get to the bottom of this. That's pretty much it for world news. Craziness of it all. You got allergies? We have 15% off as part of our spring sale at the Power Mall on quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice. That'll definitely help your allergies. Sinu Orega. That's got oregano in it, but it's made specifically for sinus congestion to help you with that. Latero Flora Probiotic, Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, and OptiVita Digestive Enzymes. Also on sale, 15% off. For those of you who want to take advantage of it, the more of you do, the healthier our listening audience becomes. And that helps keep us on the air, too. So do your donations. We appreciate that. We got the coffee mug thing going on. Donate more than $100 and you get a free shipping, free everything. You get a Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. Yep, got that going on, too. There's some things going on right now. Republican Senators Chuck Grassley and James Comer subpoenaed the FBI on Wednesday for an unclassified document they say alleges a criminal scheme between now President Joe Biden and foreign national during his years in the Obama White House as a VP. He's being implicated in a bribery scheme. This is not good. I mean, we got whistleblowers out there, unnamed, of course. And, of course, the unnamed whistleblower came to the Republicans and says, hey, we got this going on. The record reportedly details the former VP's arrangement to receive money in exchange for pushing certain policy positions. Pay to play, folks. It's illegal. Also could represent treason and sedition. Yeah, you take him out, and then what have you got? You've got Bibbity Bobbity Boo. You've got Harris as president. Oh, God, no. Oh, God. I swear, I want to know what drug she's on. I really do. Because she sits there and babbles and giggles like a moron, totally deranged and unhinged. Somebody who needs a rubber room. The U.S. Supreme Court, according to John Whitehead from Rutherford, has once again refused to hold police accountable for using force on unarmed individuals who've already surrendered or complied with police orders. In other words, you're on your hands and knees with your hands in the air. You got them behind your head. And they still kick you in the back, push you to the ground, rub your face in it, beat on you, sit on your neck, and do all this. Qualified immunity they get. Course declined, of course, to narrow the scope of the qualified immunity granted to officers who assault nonviolent suspects who have ceased to resist arrest. And if you even make a move when they do that, you're resisting arrest. No, I'm just trying to get comfortable here on the ground you're pushing my face into, officer. Don't understand why you're doing it. The Supreme Court case was Salazar versus Molina, challenging a lower court ruling that essentially gives police a green light to punish and harm suspects solely based on their initial nonviolent resistance or flight. So if you run, you see, that's the thing. They go out and they commit the crime, but then when they get caught, they either run or they immediately surrender and, well, we got this guy. We know he did it. And then, of course, they do a George Floyd on him. So the old police motto to protect and serve has become comply or die. According to constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute and author of The Battlefield America, The War of the American People. Now we've gone from a nation of laws where the least among us had just as much right to be treated with dignity and respect as the next person, in principle at least, to a nation of law enforcers, revenue collectors with weapons who treat we the people like suspects and criminals. This, my friends, is where you have to put your foot down if the black SUVs roll up. Guard dogs would be able to hear people banging on your door, and they start barking. That gives you time to lock it down. Because you're either going to let them take you, and God knows what's going to happen to you. Because prison, I'm telling you. It's no fun. A lot of people I know went there. Even if they were telling people, you really need to file and pay your taxes, and they help them try to do that so they won't get in trouble with the IRS, these very people that are doing this are ended up in prison for 3 years. I mean, this whole country, it's out of control. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls 28 minutes after the hour. 7 a.m. Central Time in the Power Hour here. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. There's more to come.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
After the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, May 4th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. You ever hear that saying before? And the very first time I heard that was in civics class in high school. And I thought, interesting. I wonder why he'd say that. Why would our teacher say that? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. Why would he say something like that? Because we seem to just go on about our daily lives, worried about our toil and our next meal, and we forget about what our rights are until somebody attempts to infringe on them. On World Press Freedom Day, State Department, of course, is refusing to acknowledge Julian Assange is a journalist. Yep. Yesterday, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could have been acknowledged as such, but he wasn't. State Department spokesman Vendant Patel was asked by an AP reporter, Matt Lee, if he considers Assange to be a journalist. Matt, I'm just not going to offer a prescriptive assessment from here. Our view on Mr. Assange is he's been charged with a serious criminal conduct. Lee retorted by pointing out anyone can face criminal charges, including Evan Gershkovitz, a Wall Street Journal reporter recently arrested by Russia. Patel said the cases were completely different and refused to say whether the State Department considers Assange a journalist. Well, anybody that's trying to report the truth out there is subject to scrutiny of the worst kind. Yeah. A 30-year-old black man who regularly danced in the Times Square transit hub was killed Monday by a rider who put him in a chokehold on the New York City subway. The confrontation took place as an F train traveling north reached the Broadway Lafayette station in Soho. Witnesses say Jordan Neely, a recognizable guy to some New Yorkers as a Michael Jackson impersonator, was behaving erratically at the time. Video footage captured by Juan Alberto Vasquez, a freelance journalist, and shared on Facebook showed Neely kicking as he was held down by passengers. The man who pinned down Neely hasn't been identified, but it's been described in local reports as a 24-year-old former U.S. Marine. The man held Neely in a chokehold with his legs wrapped around his body. Neely lost consciousness during the struggle and later died in a hospital. Now they're trying to find out. Of course, all the politicians are, you know, he put him in a chokehold, AOC. What are you going to do? You going to interfere with the investigation? Well, that was murder. That was murder. He put him in a chokehold. That was murder. That was like what they did to George Floyd. Yeah. And so now we have everybody is all upset, and Lord knows what's going to happen now. Even Mayor Adams can't control the mouths of these libtards that open and say things to get people riled up so they go shoot other people and burn down buildings and riot. And it's what they do. Turns into Watts all over again. A Tallahassee woman has been arrested and charged with battery after throwing a glass of wine in the face of U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz at a South Walton Beach's Wine and Food Festival in Florida. Selena Jo Chambers, 41, charged with one count of misdemeanor battery and one count of battery on an elected official, which is a felony. Walton County Sheriff's Office reporting the incident stated Gaetz told police Chambers threw a drink at him while walking past him at the event. He was talking to somebody else. Somebody named Odom, and even Mr. Odom is going to press charges as well for misdemeanor battery. So, you know, it's really funny. Selena Jo Chambers, 41. Selena Jo Chambers, Lee Harvey Oswald, James Earl Ray, John Wilkes Booth. And then you have Sirhan Sirhan. What about the prison guard or the security guard that was behind Robert F. Kennedy? Maybe he's the one who pulled the trigger. After all, how do you have Sirhan Sirhan coming up in front of Robert Kennedy shooting him when they clearly said he had a bullet wound in the back of his head? How's that possible? Of course, the media narrative never tells you the truth, right? Makes you wonder about what happened to JFK and the grassy knoll and all the other things, too, that we haven't been told the truth on, and how our government could just whitewash the truth, just like they did at Waco. When they burned the place to the ground, they brought bulldozers in and bulldozed over all the evidence so we wouldn't have any way to blame the government for any of it. You see how that works? But remember, first off, because they have a fact pattern here. It's the same thing that happened in Ruby Ridge, too. They demonize you first because they got to get the entire public against you. That justifies the end result, which is you're dead. That's what it says. Oh, he fought back. They don't tell you that the police roll up and they shot your dog and they don't tell you all those things. You're a bad person. That's what they tell you. And they expect everybody, all the rank and file out there that went out and got the jab. Oh, they're all going to sit there and go, well, they were. Yeah, they all just bark right in line. Magpie, whatever. Did you hear what he did? He shot the cops. Oh, they came at him with guns drawn. He was just defending himself. No, he wasn't. He just shot. He's a murderer. You see, they demonize you first. That's part of it. You know, that's why they had that cartoon on, you know, with Waco, with Janet Reno saying, they told me he was slapping the babies. He was slapping the babies. That's a federal offense. That's why they had that cartoon out there, because of the stupidity of this woman. Yeah, I know she's dead. She can't defend herself. But, I mean, look at the end result. Look who was president during the time that we had Ruby Ridge and Waco.
I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
Really?
I did not go to Epstein Island.
How many times? Yeah. A judge has denied a motion from St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner to dismiss the Missouri Attorney General's case that attempts to remove her from office. Yeah, you should hear the people in her own office complain about how this woman is accusing or has been accused of neglecting her duties as circuit attorney. This is Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey filing a writ of quo warranto against Gardner. And he amended his petition last month to include additional allegations of neglect. She is losing cases, dropping cases, losing evidence, not having evidence. I mean, all the things that are required of a DA, she's not doing. And letting people out. The Atlanta Police Department has released a photo on a be on the lookout for a suspect in the West Peachtree Street shooting between 12th and 13th Streets. Multiple people have been injured. And in Louisville, Kentucky, yep, a McDonald's franchise in some real hot water, actually some hot fryers, after investigators discovered two 10-year-olds working as late as 2 o'clock in the morning at a store in Louisville, Kentucky, at a McDonald's franchise. Department of Labor announced its investigators observed at the Bauer Food LLC-owned location that two 10-year-olds prepared and distributed food orders, cleaned the store, worked at the drive-thru window, and operated a register. The division also learned one of the two children was allowed to operate a deep fryer, a prohibited task for workers under 16 years of age. And you want to hear the real sad part about all this? Neither of these 10-year-olds were paid. They were all made to work for free, which makes you wonder whether or not they're part of the 85,000 minors out there that are being peddled off. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Of course, now we have this Atlanta's Northside Hospital, the site in which the attacker shot and killed one and wounded three on Wednesday, has a gun-free policy sign out in front, prohibiting the possession of weapons. Yeah. One person dead, three people injured, because it's a gun-free zone. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Dave in New York, good morning, sir.
Hey, the dead giveaway on the McDonald's was they let them get out there at the window there where they're seen by the general public and pass out their French fries.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you're right or I'm wrong. You know, neither one of us is omnipotent. But Ruby Ridge, I used to subscribe to John Ankerberg's stuff. He eventually fell out of favor with me for some reason. But
oh, come on. Now, there's got to be, Dave, there's got to be a reason why you fell out of favor.
maybe I'll explain it some other time. That's going on brevity right now because... But he described that when they were supposedly flying to put a fire out with a helicopter, and it had a bladder full of kerosene, and one of the news people there, you know, like waved his camera up in the air, let them know they were being filmed, and the helicopter turned around, and the news reporter got arrested for obstruction of justice. So if that place burned down, I know Ruby Ridge did, you know. Yeah. And I also saw the films from back, I can't remember the lady's name, but, you know, she filmed the whole thing. And I saw four security guys or whatever, you know, part of Clinton's guard or whatever, probably that took him to the McDonald's where he met a Danny Williams' mother. But at any rate, and I saw three of them going through the window.
Oh, you're talking about Waco.
Yeah, and the fourth one.
Yeah, they were all part of Clinton's security detail.
Now listen, because this is it. Now, what I'm describing is that three of them went in. The fourth guy stayed outside and shot them. And when they started shooting back, he threw himself down on the roof, off to the left, you know. So they were murdered for whatever reason, as far as I could see. But it's really in that film. It shows you they go up the ladder, three of them going through into the bedroom or whatever it is, and the guy on the outside shoots those guys that went in. And when they realize what's happening, you can see the bullet holes coming back out through toward this guy, you know, where he'd thrown himself on a roof. They went above him. So that, you know, that was a
Well, and see, the thing is, I think they knew too much, but the thing is the person you're talking about that videoed this or presented the video was Linda Thompson. She was an attorney out of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I remember.
I have a copy of that.
Me too, and it's VHS, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I know.
A lot of people don't have their, they threw all their VCRs and DVDs and all that equipment out because now they have no hard copy of anything. You know what I'm saying? They just, you want to show it to somebody, nobody can save that stuff because everything's so convenient. They can get what they want online or something. Well, I'd rather have hard copy in my hand. Another one is the Tribeca Film Festival. Now, you've got a couple of those things in your possession, and I've got a couple, and the world has seen those, but most Americans haven't, so they know what's going on more than the people here do. You know, some of those, you know, Vaxxed was one of them, I believe, and I can't remember the other one I had here, but look, anybody should try to look up Tribeca Film Festival and see, you know, what was available that year, because, you know, they're seen all around the world except for here, and hopefully I get to talk to you tomorrow, Dave.
Hopefully you will. But in the meantime,
have
yourself a pleasant day. We appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, see, this is what I mean about calling a show, because you get to speak your mind. We have to have a conversation. It's okay. Because, see, that is part of the thing when we analyze what's going on here. And I talked to you about this fact pattern, specifically what the government does. When they've got an axe to grind, they're going to come out and they're going to, number one, is they're going to make a stink about it. Number two, is there, just like what they did with Richard Jewell. They came out and he's the one that apparently discovered the bomb at the park in Atlanta. And then they made him a suspect and they ruined his life. He's dead now. He can't defend himself either. Died of heart failure at age 44. But the thing is they went after him. He was the one that actually saved a lot of people's lives, but yet they turned around and they started accusing him of being the bomber. Then they found out it was Eric Rudolph. So, they had to trash somebody's life in the process, and this is a fact pattern. See, what they do, and they leak it to the media, and once they do that, they start the demonization process, and they make you look like a jerk, and they leak stuff to the newspapers, and then they get everybody on their side to justify what they're going to do to you, especially if there's a standoff, like there was in both instances of Waco and Ruby Ridge. There was an actual standoff. I guess Randy Weaver has Colonel Bo Greitz to thank for him still being alive, and Kevin Harris as well, who was wounded. But the thing is that, you know, when all was said and done, cowboy lawyer Jerry Spence, the only thing he couldn't stop the conviction of Randy Weaver was failure to appear. And he got 18 months in Club Fed as a result. And his daughters, who survived the attack, ended up living with the grandparents. So, Vicky told Randy, don't go there. They're going to railroad you. See, if he'd have gone there and gotten Jerry Spence in the first place, he would have gotten off all the charges because it was obvious he was entrapped. They do this too, folks. That's why you got to be on guard about knowing what your rights are. It's like you say, I want a lawyer, and they keep asking you questions, and you start answering questions, thinking you're right, and see, they get under your skin. And your right to remain silent, this is why I keep telling people, 92% of all cases where people have been convicted of crimes, the information that convicted them comes out of the mouth of the accused. What in hell are you doing? You forget your Fifth Amendment right? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And you say, I want a lawyer, right out of the gate. That's not legal advice. That's a constitutional right. To be represented by counsel, even in civil and criminal affairs. In civil affairs, if it's quasi-criminal, like traffic tickets, you have the right to be represented by an attorney. And you attorneys have all sorts of tricks to get you off of traffic tickets. We know, personal experience. Friends of mine have come to me and asked me about that. I told you that story a long time ago about the black guy that got a ticket and the cop wrote white on the ticket under race. And I said, oh, we can beat this. So when the attorney got up and said, would you identify my client? The cop couldn't do it because he was looking for a white guy. Look right at me. He said, I can't identify him. And he chased my attorney out in the parking lot and said, who was it? He goes, there's a black guy sitting next to him. You better make sure you get the race right when you write up your tickets. Thomas felt like a jerk. But you see, that's the system. You see, the system has tools. And if you're not paying attention to details, they run roughshod all over you. Got what I'm saying? In the health category, scientists are saying meat is absolutely crucial for human health. There are a lot of zealots out there that are pushing vegan and vegetarian diets on people. You know, and these zealots, man, the scientists are out there looking at what's really going on, and they're saying you need meat. You got to have red meat in your diet. You cannot totally live. I mean, this is what God put them out there for. Almost 1,000 academics from leading universities across the world have signed an initiative which argues livestock farming is too important to become the victim of zealotry. This is the Academic Journal of Animal Frontiers publishing this. Dozens of experts look behind new claims that eating meat causes diseases as well as being harmful for the planet. Well, all these Veganuary and meat-free Mondays. And yeah, we have Purely Liver at the Power Mall, by the way, for those of you who want to eat a concentrated grass-fed finished beef liver. 100% grass-fed New Zealand beef liver, no additives or chemicals. I think that's what everybody's worried about, really. I think they're worried about mRNA and all this other crap. See, here's the thing. If you actually go out in your community, this is why living out in the country is even a better benefit. Acreage is a better benefit because you have a way to raise a couple of head of cattle. I know you think it's a big pain in the ass. But you see, the thing is that people who are out there homesteading that have experienced the joys of doing what they do, knowing every move they make when they get up in the morning and go outside to work the land, it comes back 100-fold in their favor. You got to love it. And of course, a Cornell study, nanoparticles in foods may harm gut microbiome. This is why we have Latero Flora Probiotic and Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic on sale. So, you know, they're on sale this week at the Power Mall. We have them there for a reason. See, you can't have bad bacteria in the gut overpowering the good bacteria. That results in obesity all the way to depression. Now we're looking at food-grade metal oxide nanoparticles. Exposure alters intestinal microbial populations, brush border membrane functionality and morphology in vivo. Yeah. Yeah, we have stories on that if you click on it when we send you the email blast. By the way, the Fed has just raised the benchmark interest rate by 0.25. Man, I'm telling you, they're trying to choke off the economy. Just a minute ago, I was talking about the idea of homesteading and how beneficial it is, and there's nobody out there that I think appreciates homesteading and farming better than our resident listener, Farmer Darlene in Indiana. How you doing?
Pretty good. Didn't the interest rate goes up to 20% under Carter?
Yeah, just about. It was 19.5%, as a matter of fact, when it peaked.
All right.
I just looked at the charts. I just looked at the charts this morning when I read that, and I went, oh, my gosh, here we go.
Okay. Weston A. Price's quarterly this spring 2023 edition's got an excellent article, Melinda Teller's article, Read Between the Lines, and I think anybody can access this journal online. But remember those damn PCR tests?
Oh, yeah. The ones that 92% not effective.
Yeah, there's 400 of them. But you know what they're using them on now?
What?
The poultry industry.
Ooh.
Now, does that not tell you what's happening to all those birds?
Uh-huh.
They're getting genocided.
Yeah, sure does. You got birds, don't you, Darlene?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we got birds, too. I love it. I haven't had to pay for farm fresh eggs or whatever they want to call those eggs, range-free, cage-free, whatever the case. Yeah, mine have a pen. You know, I'm trying to teach my German Shepherd to respect the birds because I really am reluctant to just let them out free range because I don't want the dog throttling them.
Well, so because, that'll probably happen, but you have to train them. You might lose one or two, but German Shepherds are pretty sharp, usually after three because that's usually my limit.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the dog's going to go. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's it. I tell them that, too, and it's amazing they change. So I'm getting
after killing three of them. My God. You know, yeah, it's really bad.
Because it takes time to raise them, you know?
Yeah, I know. When you do it when they're a pup, I think it works better. If you get them like we did as a rescue, it's a whole different animal. Well, we appreciate that, Darlene. Thanks you so much for calling and enlightening us with some of that information. We appreciate it. We are coming up to the top of the hour now. Mike Knox will be joining us. And, lots of information and education here on the Power Hour. Stay tuned for these important words. We'll be back after the break.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.